Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English Podcast. Press release. Rather, a Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of prophethood will bury the Arab League and all harmful regimes. Egyptian President al-Sisi stressed the necessity of strengthening the system of joint Arab action and activating the role of the Arab League as, quote, the primary umbrella and comprehensive framework for defending the interests of Arab states and peoples. This came during his reception on Sunday of both Nabil Fahmy, the candidate for the position of Secretary General of the League, and Ahmed Abu Ghid, the current Secretary General, whose term ends at the end of this month. Al-Sisi also confirmed Egypt's vision that is keen to undertake constructive roles that promote peaceful solutions to the region's crises. Al-Sisi's eagerness to activate the role of the Arab League and keep it alive stems from his desire to keep the Ummah weak, fragmented, and subordinate to the colonial Kafir disbeliever. The Arab League is founded upon embodying division among the Muslim lands in the Arab region under the pretext of respecting the independence of states, i.e. respecting that each state has its own borders, flag, and constitution different from the others. Any attempt to change this reality is considered an infringement upon the sovereignty of these alleged states and is deemed contrary to the charter of the Arab League. This is true, both in terms of its concept and what the colonial West intended for it, that it serve as a substitute for the strong system of unity that Allah intended for the Muslims, Arabs and non-Arabs alike, namely the system of the Khilafah, Caliphate, in accordance with the saying of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, إذا بويع لخليفتين فاقتلوا الآخر منهما. When allegiance has been pledged to two caliphs, kill the latter of them. And his saying, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, من آتاكم وأمركم جميع على رجل واحد يريد أن يشق عصاكم أو يفرق جماعتكم فاقتلوه. If someone comes to you while your affairs are united under one man seeking to split your unity or divide your community, kill him. And his saying, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, إنه ستكون هنات وهنات فمن أراد أن يفرق أمر هذه الأمة وهي جميع فضربوه بالسيف كائنا من كان. There will be disturbances and disturbances. Whoever seeks to divide the affair of this Ummah while it is united, strike him with the sword, whoever he may be. And other ahadith that make it obligatory for the Ummah to remain united under one Khalifa, Caliph, one banner, and one constitution, the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As for its history, it is filled with records of negligence, abandonment, and betrayal. It failed the Ummah in its darkest circumstances and left its sons, women, and elderly to be killed and displaced without taking any meaningful action in Palestine, Syria, Sudan, Libya, Yemen, Iraq, and elsewhere. It neither rescued a Muslim nor supported a country, contenting itself with statements of condemnation, denunciation, and empty phrases that neither repel an enemy nor remove an injustice. Regarding the central cause of the Muslims, Palestine remains occupied by the Jews, Al-Aqsa remains desecrated by their settlers, and Gaza remains under bombardment, death, and displacement, while the League remains motionless. Rather, it was among the first to adopt the initiative of betrayal and concession known as the Arab Peace Initiative, which enabled the Jewish entity to remain in the blessed land of Palestine. It is obligatory upon the Ummah to bury the Arab League in a deep valley rather than seek to activate or renew it. It has never been anything but a dagger in the heart of the Ummah, a tool for its division, and a means for America and the West to pass their projects and maintain their colonial domination over our lands. Instead of it, and instead of all harmful regimes throughout the Muslim lands, the Ummah must establish the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, upon the method of prophethood, which will unite it and lead it toward victory and empowerment. The Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir.